It's Wednesday. We're on SNY. Hi, SNY, everybody.
Hi,
there.
SNY.
And I'm happy to tell you that new segment that we're going to try out from time to time. Maybe not every Wednesday at 5 o'clock,
no?
But today at 5 o'clock. And the name of that segment is... There you go, yeah. WTF Wednesday. Okay?
I was actually in a studio and streamed that for you. I hope you're
you
happy.
You did?
I did, for you.
I didn't
you.
Even know who the voices were.
Yeah,
there.
It was me.
I would have done it as well.
Oh.
I was totally unaware that that was happening. So I appreciate you doing that.
Thanks.
So the way it works is we scour the internet and we find stories for that will make you say something along the lines of, you know what it is?
What the blank?
So today's WTF story comes from the legal world that does involve sports. Former offensive lineman, you may have heard of the name Matt Khalil.
Yes.
You've heard of Matt Khalil before?
I have.
Well, Matt Khalil and his wife, unfortunately, got divorced. The relationship did not work out.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife went on a podcast and said one of the main reasons that things did not work out was because he was very well endowed.
Mm-hmm.
So well endowed that she compared his junk, okay,
right,
to not two, but nearly three cans of Coca-Cola.
That's
three.
Very few of us have that problem.
Three. And it was very uncomfortable and it hurt and all the things you could imagine trying to make sweet, passionate love, right?
When you have a sleeve of Coke, it's tough.
And he is now suing her.
Mm-hmm.
He is suing her for making those comments. That those comments were very hurtful to him and it's very personal, the size of his manhood. And it's like a defamation lawsuit
that
is playing itself out in a courtroom right now. So I would say, hey, Matt Khalil, that's the greatest thing a woman could ever say about you.
Can you imagine?
Why would you sue her? Right?
Yeah.
Now,
you can't say anything. That's it?
The opposite is
that's
worse.
That's it. Of course. The opposite, I'm suing.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, it brought me, though, to...
I'm walking around bringing my divorce papers with me everywhere I go.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So it reminded me, though, you know Candace Owens, the somewhat temperamental podcast host,
mm-hmm,
who has crazy conspiracy theories out there, right? Is being sued by the Macrons, you know, the presidential family in France, because she alleges that Mrs. Macron is really a man.
Okay.
And no joke, in Discovery, she's going to have to, you know, show that she's not a man. That's actually happening.
Yeah.
So, 'cause they sued her for defamation.
Yeah.
But if I'm Matt Khalil, I want this court case to play out. Because at some point, a judge is going to say...
Maybe that's it.
I gotta say it.
Maybe that's the reason.
Right?
Maybe it's that nobody believes him. And he's like, I just want this in court where I'll have to, there'll be pictures taken, there'll be proof.
So I told my wife this morning, I said, if we ever get divorced, right? God forbid it happens.
Yeah.
Can you please tell people the reason is that I'm the size of three cans of Coke?
Yeah. Not bad. And have no fear.
It was just too much for you. Too much for you.
I have no fear of retaliation for those comments, I promise you.
But, the whole story's nuts, but, man, I would thank you. I'll give you half of what I got for saying that publicly. I want you to say that publicly. So, that's the only one I got for today. But, because you can't top that one.
No.
I have a few others. I'm looking at my list here.
I remember when the story came out, and now he's suing her. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm like, I could give you a few others, but I led with the best one I had.
Yeah.
So, what's the name of that segment again? Wednesday. There you go. All right. Get some phones locked up here. 888-808-1019. A little baseball for you. So, earlier today, you made a good point. You asked a question that you were frustrated as not just a Yankee fan, but as a baseball fan.
Yeah.
That the baseball offseason doesn't have a better pace to it.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series happens. The World Series ends. And then we kind of drag on. There's a signing here, a signing there.
Yeah.
But you don't have that action.
And we have
right?
these winter meetings where all these teams go down to a hotel either in Florida or Tennessee or wherever in warm weather. And we're all expecting news to come out of those winter meetings. And a lot of times, nothing. Sometimes it does. But this year, absolutely nothing came out of it. It takes forever these big free agents take forever to sign. Scott Boras clients in particular take forever to sign.
Yeah.
And it holds up the entire offseason because you're waiting for the big dominoes, so the little dominoes know where to set their sights.
So it's interesting. So in that conversation, if you miss it, it's you can check it out on the podcast when they put it up later today. Mm-hmm. One of the, I came back around based on your idea, and I asked you if you were suggesting that they implement some type of deadline.
Yeah.
So, you know, a week after the World Series, it opens up, set up a deadline so... Yeah. You basically have almost like a sprint to the finish line.
Yeah.
And all the multi-year contracts that get signed in free agency would happen, bang, and maybe you kind of take December back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Baseball's relevant in December, something right. like that, right?
Right.
So we're on the same page. So I did a little research on it,
mm-hmm.
and here's what's interesting about it. Major League Baseball, not once but twice, proposed exactly what you and I were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be clear. Neither one of us knew that this had happened. So
no,
that's on
I
us.
I didn't remember this.
It's on us not to know it, but it is what it is. So twice, Major League Baseball, the owners, proposed multi-year contract deadlines in the offseason, just like we're talking about. The union shot it down both times.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea. Baseball fans want it, but the owners wanted it also.
So I'm not
the
just being selfish
no.
and it's all focused on what the Yankees offseason is.
You're saying it because the Yankees haven't done
anything.
That's
not why I'm saying it.
It's exactly
I'm saying
why
because it's good
it.
For baseball.
Yes,
and baseball agrees.
What's more important to you, Yankees success or the sports success?
I mean, yeah, what's important to me, but I want the sports success too. I want all
no,
of it.
Don't.
I want to have an exciting offseason.
You don't care about the sports success as long as the Yankees are winning championships. Like, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
It would not be good for baseball if the Yankees won five consecutive World Series.
Right.
But would it bother you?
Well, no.
Okay, so.
But what makes you say it wouldn't be good for baseball?
It wouldn't
be good for baseball.
It wouldn't be like if the Dodgers win three more. That's not good for baseball. I mean, I guess.
Is it better? It's better for baseball than the Pittsburgh Pirates not giving a damn.
Yes, I agree with that, but that's not an option.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that's the reason. You want to.
And I agree. Baseball, like all sports, we need villains.
Yeah.
We need great teams that we can root against. The Dodgers
Absolutely.
Are now legitimately that team.
100%.
Back to back, a great World Series. Lucky to win it, but they did win it.
Yeah.
And now they're going for a three-peat,
mm-hmm.
and they're the favorites to do it, right?
Yep.
I think the Yankees will be the American League favorites again preseason.
Yes, they are right now.
I think we have the best starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned a little bit about the bullpen.
I like the Wii.
Wii, that's right.
I like it.
That's right, I'm a Wii guy.
Yeah, I like it.
That being said, the Dodgers' dominance right now is good for the sport because we're all rooting against them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it goes on for three, four, five,
well,
six
sure.
years,
yeah.
then it becomes a problem for the sport.
Right, I understand that. Yes, of course I'm going to root for the Yankees to win every single World Series, no matter how damning it is to the game. But I know that's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, they can't win one. It's been 2009. So
Tough run.
So, but I still want what's best for the game of baseball. I'm a baseball fan, and I want off seasons that matter.
Well, now you know that the owners agree with you,
all right.
and it's the players' union that said, rats.
"Well, there's no participation trophy. Get it done.
Get it done.
Figure out how to get it done."
Well, they're gonna have a lot
Something
of time next year to try to figure out how to get it done.
But yeah,
right.
And today's Shohei Ohtani Day. We didn't even talk about that. The greatest baseball player who ever lived. We celebrate him today.
He's not the greatest baseball player.
He's the greatest
ever
baseball player who ever lived.
No, I don't want to get into those hacky arguments with you. So
okay.
just go to bed. Go to bed believing that.
I
that's
am.
Fine.
Okay.
All good. I've no. That's whatever it is. What it is.
That's it.
Be nice if you actually put a glove on once in a while.
he does when he pitches.
when he pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird that baseball, you know, has a Shohei Ohtani Day.
They love Shohei Ohtani.
They should love Shohei Ohtani.
They should.
Ratings were great. World Series ratings were
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Globally, ratings were great.
And the number one reason why the Dodgers are who they are.
Yeah, I agree. But it kind of feels like, did Major League Baseball ever celebrate, like, anyone else based on their jersey number? Like.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson has a day.
Jackie Robinson in death. Yes,
mm-hmm.
posthumously.
Right.
They celebrate his legacy,
yeah.
and everybody wears 42, and it's great.
Right.
But have they ever done that for another living player, active player?
Well, it's not like the player. It's not like the number 17 is retired throughout
But baseball
game.
Celebrating Shohei Ohtani Day.
Yes, they are. In the offseason of an offseason that nothing's happened.
Now, to be fair,
so they're trying to do
there's
something.
No 99 on the calendar.
That's true.
So I'll give them that.
Right.
But on September 9th, they also don't go, hey, guess what?
They could.
It's Aaron Judge Day.
They easily could do 99.
Right? So it's kind of like they're picking favorites a little bit.
Oh, no doubt.
A little bit.
They're celebrating Ohtani, absolutely. He's two-time champion. He's the best player in the game.
Yeah.
I hate to admit that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that somewhere in a federal prison in California, there's a former translator
yeah.
that today is celebrating
yeah.
Shohei Ohtani Day?
No.
I do.
You think he's celebrating
100%.
It? Oh, he's not like his picture up on the wall?
I think he is walking out of prison to a pool full of cash.
Yeah.
That's my belief.
How long did you know what the sentence is? How long
I think he got 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll do like 3.5, 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Federal prison. You get 15% off. And if you're not a jackass, you get the 15% off.
Right.
Yeah. And he may even go to a therapy program, which could take more time off his sentence.
And then he's going to walk out.
I will go to my grave. And I did a lengthy interview with Matthew Boyer, who's the bookie in that case, who swears up and down that Ohtani was never gambling. Yeah. I got to take him at his word. He's the guy taking the bets.
Right.
But I will go to my grave telling you.
Yeah.
That not that Ohtani gambled. I'll be clear.
Yeah.
I'll go to my grave believing he was well aware
what
his interpreter was doing and bailed him out as a wealthy friend.
Yeah.
I am not suggesting Ohtani gambled.
Right.
I think it's likely that he did, but I can't prove that he did, so I can't say that he did.
But you feel strongly that he was.
And
the
I tell
one,
you why I
he
say
was approving
he
the
knew.
Transfers and all that.
Because when Ipe, the interpreter, first spoke to the press, and I forget the gal at ESPN who did a great job on the interview, he said, I have a problem. I'm the gambler, and I'm just blessed to have a wealthy friend that has bailed me out. My word's not his, but I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
And then 24 hours later, after the lawyers got involved, that story changed and flipped on its head.
Yeah.
And that story, there's no reason
Ohtani
for that story
came out
changed.
And denied it vehemently. Like, he came out and
not
said,
at first, though.
No. Nope. No, you're right. The interpreter's comments first.
The interpreter
but then
first
Ohtani
said, I was the one gambling. Ohtani bailed me out. He knew what I had done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
24 hours later, when lawyers showed up, he recanted the story and said Ohtani didn't know that I stole the money from him.
Right.
Why would that story change literally overnight?
Yeah.
And it did drastically after the lawyers got involved. So I want to be clear. I don't know that Ohtani bet. Maybe he never wagered on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Ipe was a terrible sports gambler. He was wagering on, like, European ping pong.
Yeah.
Like, crazy stuff that he knew nothing about. But the story did change. And for some reason, I know the reason, nobody talks about it. Why'd the story change? Because it's fun to swim in a pool of cash. Like, would you do 5 years in federal prison for $50 million? As a single man, no kids, no wife.
I don't know.
Well, That might have been the choice that was presented to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was going to prison anyway, right? I mean,
no.
If he fights it and says Ohtani was giving me the money.
If you didn't steal the money,
you didn't
go to prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, it's never been illegal to place the wager.
Right, 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 right.
It's illegal to book the wager.
Right.
Right? So if he didn't steal the money, it's not wire fraud. It's not theft.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's only went to prison because Ohtani then accused him of stealing.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I stole. Yeah. And by the way, that case went quick, didn't it? That plea bargain went quick. He went away quick.
You've been in prison.
Yes,
Would you do 5 more years for $15 million?
For $15 million? Yes. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I would either.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think I would either.
There's probably a number.
Yeah.
There's probably a number. Also, are you single?
Yeah.
Are you married? Do you have kids? No kids? All that comes into play.
I definitely wouldn't.
But I can tell you from life experience, it is as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to sugarcoat that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but it also saved my life. So I have to take it the good with the bad on that one. Here's Duke in Westport, Connecticut. Duke, what's going on, Cookie?
Hello.
What's up, Ken?
Fellas. First off, I want to congratulate you guys.
Thank you.
C-Mac, long time coming. It's awesome to hear you in the afternoon, in the daytime, when the rest of us are awake.
Thank you, Duke.
Just big congratulations,
man. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Let's get to Mr. Blue Collar Guy joining us once again. Greg, very happy to have you back. I just want to point out one thing.
Yeah.
You have now come back to the fan as many times as a very good friend of yours that you may pronounce his name a little bit differently than he does. Of course, that's the sports pope, Mr. Francesa himself. So I'm saying is, you can't leave us again, Craigie. Very happy to have you back, pal.
Well,
and I'm looking forward to listening.
I appreciate
until you're here.
That, but let me just say this, and I appreciate that sentiment. You got one thing factually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can leave again. I can't come back again. I have no intentions of leaving. I would have to hit the lottery to leave.
Would you?
And I don't play the lottery because it's gambling.
That's a good point.
So I'll be here for a bit.
That's good.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'd like you to be right there.
Well, that'd be great.
That's it. That's my big plan.
Big news.
Because one
name
day,
on the show.
No, that's not happening. But one day, I want you to be interviewed and say, you know, I got to tell you, I know a lot of people may not think this way about him, but that's my guy.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done it without him. I owe everything to him. That kind of thing.
It's not going to be that hard to say.
That kind of thing. That's all I want.
Well, you got
that's
it.
All I want.
I spoke to Newsday today. We'll see.
What?
What?
Who'd you talk to on Newsday? Neil Best retired.
I know.
What's the other guy? Anthony something?
Yes.
Reber, is that it?
I believe that's who it was.
Yeah, I've never met him. I don't even think I've ever talked to him, but he seems like a good guy. Did he write nice things about you?
I have no idea. But I told him how wonderful you are.
Did please tell me I have his name right. I apologize.
Yeah,
I don't know his name. I think it's Anthony Reber.
We just got introduced in a second.
If it's Anthony Reber, can we find out what he wrote about you? That'd be nice to know.
I shouldn't have said it. But yeah, I just spoke to him today.
Oh, so maybe the article comes out tomorrow.
Minutes. Yeah, I don't know when.
Yeah.
It was pretty superficial. So
you didn't get in depth with him?
No, I didn't get too much in depth.
All right, then I won't read it. All right. Here's Mark on the fan. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, welcome back, Craig. T-Mac. Hey,
up?
Craig, the last time we talked, this is two story. This is where God is good. You and I spoke. T-Mac picked up the phone. That's how long ago we spoke. The other thing, too, I'm glad somebody cleaned the helmets and the ball on the day.
Me too.
Thank you so much for that. Just the thing that makes Harbaugh so perfect. It's equivalent to when the Knicks hired Pat Riley back in the 90s. That's how perfect it is. Not only that, look at the salary. Nobody's got to get paid. Abdul Carter, Neighbors, or Dart, or Scatterbull
for
3 years. That in itself makes it perfect for
Harbaugh
to want to come. So when he comes in the building, just lock the door. You ain't leaving.
I agree.
You get this contract.
I think and Mark, appreciate you, buddy, and I look forward to talking to you for a long time. You know, they refer to that as the hotel deal. And the hotel deal, if you don't get it already, you get a guy in a hotel room, you present him an offer, it's a crazy offer, but the deal is you can't walk outside of the room without your signature on the piece of paper.
Yeah.
Because once you walk out of the room, the offer's gone. And you have to do that type of deal. If that's the guy you want, and clearly that's the guy you want, then go get him and lie to the NFL about interviewing the people you got to interview.
Yeah.
Give up a draft pick if you got him. Like, just go get the guy you want to get.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I do think the world changes on Monday, not to your benefit. I think based on the results.
It's coming one way or another.
It is, which is why I would interview my minority candidates tonight, tomorrow, and I would get back on the phone, let's just call it Saturday, with Harbaugh and his agent, and get a deal done before kickoff on Sunday. And by the way, there's no reason why you can't do that.
No.
Today's Wednesday. I can have a minority candidate, any candidate, in my building tomorrow morning. I could have a second one in tomorrow afternoon or evening. Or if I got to go to Friday, I can do that. Now I've satisfied the Rooney Rule. And on Saturday, I hammer out my 5-year deal with Harbaugh. Out of respect to the NFL, I wait till Monday or Tuesday, because there is a game Monday night, to announce it. If you want to play that game, not important to me, but play the game. And that way, the results of Sunday and Monday have no impact on you getting the guy you want.
Yeah.
And that's the way to do it. And coming back to how we opened the show, that's playing chess and not playing checkers. And
that's
it.
What if Tomlin becomes available?
I don't give a rat's ass. You love Harbaugh, go get him.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you that Tomlin's appreciably better.
No.
Right?
No, I don't think he's that much better. No. But, I mean, you're literally, like, because I'm being honest with you, you're talking about the Buffalo Bills job. And maybe Philadelphia.
Philly becomes available, possibly. Yeah. I wouldn't rule that out.
Yeah.
And, yes, I'm talking about the
Buffalo
Bills.
If they want
Bills.
Harbaugh, you're not wrong. If they want Harbaugh, they need to do this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But I feel good that the Giants are so much of a good situation that I think he's coming here. I think whether it takes a week, whether it takes 3 weeks, I think he's coming here.
Okay,
I really do. I don't think
you can't be willing to leave any shadow of a doubt.
No, I know.
You can't let some outside force that you can't control suddenly steal your coach away.
Yeah.
And by the way, today's Wednesday. So whoever's running this for the Giants, Tish, Maher, whomever, one minority candidate tomorrow, one minority candidate on Friday. Saturday we negotiate, hammer out the deal. Let's enjoy the weekend, press conference on Wednesday. It ain't hard. But you got to be willing to do it.
It's Harbaugh.
Right.
Is Harbaugh willing to do it, though? Does he want to wait and see what's up?
If the Connor Hughes report, he was on with the Midday Guys,
and he said he wanted,
is right?
Yeah, he said he
We
he
know
said
the
that
Giants want Harbaugh.
Everything he hears is that Harbaugh, that it's reciprocal.
So then just go get it done. Like, what are we waiting on?
No, I'm with you.
Because then you're going to learn, is John Harbaugh waiting to see if the Bills or Eagles job opens up?
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame him if he did.
Mm-hmm.
We agree they are better jobs.
Yes.
They are better jobs.
Yes.
Which is why... Start playing chess. Go get the deal done. Make it impossible for him to say, call me on Tuesday.
I can't. Because
if you wait till Tuesday, he's on a plane to Philadelphia. Because think about it. If you're the Eagles, and as all the success Sirianni's had, they don't love Nick Sirianni. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. And Harbaugh's sitting right there for you. And if we're ranking Harbaugh over Stefanski and McCarthy,
everybody is.
Then they are too.
Everybody is.
Right. So, I'm telling you,
you're not wrong, Craig.
If you wait, you're going to lose them.
I still don't think we would, but you're not wrong. They're not going to mess this up. I don't know why I have confidence in the Giants in this situation. I honestly don't. I just think this is the perfect situation. I think that this is what he wants. I think they're going to get it done. But you're not wrong. The world changes on Monday. That's a fact of the matter. That is. We'll talk about this the rest of the week. The world changes on Monday.
Absolutely right.
It does.
And I'll tell you this.
It's open to change on Monday.
If San Francisco does go to Philadelphia and beat the Eagles this weekend, and Harbaugh winds up going to Philly, you can get Robert Saleh.
Yeah, I don't want Robert Saleh. I like Robert Saleh. They'll get Stefanski. They'll get Mike McCarthy. I think they're going to get a good head coach. But I want Harbaugh enough where... But then if Buffalo loses the next week, like, are we playing it like...
No. No.
One game, that's enough.
I think if it's a first-round
loss.
If
they beat San Francisco, they suddenly are okay with Sirianni?
I don't think they're ever okay with Sirianni. But obviously, at that point, you can't wait. At that point, you're not pressed to go get Stefanski done. Right? Which is
go get Stefanski done?
No, I'm sorry.
Harbaugh?
I'm sorry. If the Philly job doesn't open up, then you have plenty of time to chill and you get the Harbaugh deal done.
Yeah.
Right? Your problem is that if Philly loses... And all of a
but
sudden,
what if Harbaugh just has it in his head? I'm going to play this whole thing out and see how many jobs are available at the end of the year.
Then you're not getting him.
Why?
Because one of those two jobs is going to open up, and then you're done. And then you're going right back to where you don't want to be. You want to be in bed with John Harbaugh. Go get in bed with him.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, why are we going to dick around and not get the deal done?
No, but
like,
I'm saying,
go get the deal done.
If Harbaugh wants to wait, Harbaugh might want to wait.
Make him not wait. This ain't hard.
Yeah.
You're not waiting.
No, listen, I agree with you. Go get it. He needs to be the head coach. Of
5 years, $100 million. Let's go.
He needs to be the head
coach. It's not our money anyway. Let's spend their money for him.
Let's do it.
That's all.
I'm with you. Let's play chess.
That's
right. Castle is a move and not a piece. And I do have to admit, I made a mistake, just real quick.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin was, you were correct, he was the defensive coordinator for the Vikings for one season. I thought he went straight from being a defensive backs coach. I was wrong.
Was that a sports point?
It was. You got one on me.
I got that one right?
Yep.
Now what do you have to say for yourselves?
Well, he doesn't even know sports.
But you claim to be a grandmaster chess player, and I got you on that. So.
You didn't give me anything.
I got you on it.
There's a horsey, a little horsey.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's
called
a castle.
That's called
there's a little castle.
That's called a rook.
Yes, in chess parlance, but I'm talking to a layman.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know chess.
I know the pieces.
I don't
pieces.
Sound like braggadocious.
I know the pieces.
So
and a castle is when...
I dumbed it down for you.
A castle is when your king and rook have not moved yet and you're able to switch them, right?
Some people refer to it as that?
Yeah.
I'm a blue-collar chess player.
Okay.
Okay? Grandmaster blue-collar chess player.
I got you. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Now it gets thrown back in my face. I'm doing you a solid, and it comes back and it bites me in the ass.
How are you doing me a solid?
Because I was dumbing it down for you.
Oh, I got you.
I want to use terms maybe you could figure out. Horsey, castle. Wait, the castle looks like a castle.
The castle looks like it's more of a tower than a castle.
I'm not going to go on bishop and knight, pawns. No one knows these things. Anyway,
right.
We're good?
Yeah, we're great, Craig.
All right, if you're trying to deal with neck pain, backaches, even sciatica, stop messing around. Go see my guys at Samuel Institute for Pain Management. That's Dr. Shaw, Dr. Coe, and Dr. Sid Barra. They got offices in Colonia, Englewood, and Livingston, New Jersey. And here's the best part. They focus on non-opioid, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatments. Real solutions that can actually get you back to feeling like yourself again. So don't just take my word for it. Thousands of five-star reviews trust Samwell. So turn to Samwell Pain for relief. Go to SamwellPain.com. That's SamwellPain.com.
And we're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
What?
Yeah.
Carton Show, Big Mac, Carton, a lot
Big
of football
Mac,
today.
C-Mac, Chris, yeah, a lot of football
like,
today.
I feel like it's going to be Big Mac.
I think it's Big Mac.
Yeah,
I think it is Big Mac.
It is what it is.
That's our relationship. It's okay.
It's all good.
Doesn't have to change.
It's all good. You have too many names.
That's
anyway,
it.
Just looking at my handy-dandy show sheet here. Do I care about Andy Martino? I don't. Cross him off.
He's working for the Mets now, and whatever
that means.
Yeah,
he was working for the Mets, wasn't he?
What many people would lead you to believe.
Was that a new job? Anyway, I'm sure he's a lovely guy. I never met him.
Wrote a great book on Cashman, my hero.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
The Yankee way.
Yep. There you go. Do I care that Igor Shesterkekarin is on the IR?
I mean, you should.
Probably not.
I care.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to cross that off the list.
Right. And Fox back on the limited IR. So
Adam Fox?
Yes.
There you go. Don't care about that.
Okay.
Either. All right. Do I care that Karl-Anthony Towns loves Timothy Chalamet? No, I don't.
No. Nope.
Cross it off my list. Do I care that Edward Cabrera was traded to the Cubs? I do care about that. I feel like I care about that.
We care a little bit.
I feel like I care that the Yankees didn't get their fourth best pitcher.
Well, yeah,
who's
look,
never healthy. I'm really upset that the Yankees didn't give him $30 million.
I'm not overly upset they didn't get him in particular, because you're right. I mean,
yeah.
I think they were hot and heavy on him, and I would think the medical is part of the reason that they didn't go do it. The Cubs gave their a top outfield prospect and a couple other hitters. But that's the point. The point is the Yankees have told us they're on the market. Both the Yankees and Mets right now are in the market for starting pitching via the trade.
Okay.
Right? So Cabrera was someone they targeted. I didn't pick him out of a hat. Like, obviously Miami made him available and to many teams and obviously ends up going to the Cubs. But the Yankees were hot and heavy on him. The Yankees have been Mackenzie Gore, the Nationals, who was part of the Soto trade from San Diego to Washington. He's a good young pitcher. Hasn't been great yet, but he's a good young left-handed pitcher. And then there's Peralta, Freddy Peralta, the ace of the Milwaukee Brewers. Those are the three guys they've kind of been connected to. But here's the point that I have a problem with. Because it's not so much that they missed out on Edwin Cabrera. Because they get, you're right, he's hurt all the time. He is a young, controllable pitcher, throws 97 miles an hour with a 91 mile an hour per hour changeup that's really falls off the table. But he hasn't stayed healthy. He's pitched to a 4 ERA. It's not that they missed him. It's what are they going to do? And here's the issue. And this is why I mentioned about Bellinger. Their two big names that they can move in trades right now are Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones. It's their two big outfield prospects.
Right.
Right? They have other ones. They have pitching.
And by the way, the Cubs gave up their number one outfield prospect to get Cabrera.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Yes.
So they were in the market.
So say they
the Marlins
want,
were
say
for an
they,
outfielder.
Right. So say even if it was, like, say they want Dominguez in the deal. The Yankees can't give Dominguez because they don't know if they're going to have Bellinger in left field. And if they don't have Bellinger in left field, they plan on playing Dominguez and or Spencer Jones and both of them and trying to figure out who their left fielder is.
Yeah.
They are literally, because
they've
all
made
they
two
do,
offers to Cody Bellinger.
I know.
What else do you want them to do?
I want them to get it
Put
done.
Put a deadline on
or
it?
Or I want them to have enough confidence or not be held hostage. You know what? There's another left fielder out there. His name is Tucker. There's been reports that his contract is his market is collapsing, and he might be looking for a short-term deal. I don't know if that's true. Who knows?
Only one way to find out.
But you know what? I'm tired of this. They're the New York Yankees, and Cody Bellinger, who is a very nice player, who I do want back.
Yes,
but he's not a world beater. He's not even an all-star right now. He's a very good player. He's defensively flexible, and he does a lot for them. But he is holding up the New York Yankee offseason because they can't trade their two biggest trade pieces until they know what they have in left field. So
why not
have
Cody Bellinger
deadline? Mackenzie Gore gets traded? What happens when? You know, I don't know if they would trade one of them for Peralta because it is a rental. He doesn't have control. He's an ace pitcher right now. But this Yankee rotation is going to be good, but it sounds like Rodon's coming May. It sounds like that
Cole
is coming in June, right? You've got young pitchers, and Max Fried just threw the most innings he's ever thrown in his career. You've got
Let me ask
multiple
you this.
Guys coming
Can
off
I
injuries.
Give you a name?
Luis Gil coming off another shoulder injury. Like,
yeah, I'll give you a name.
It's kind of an unstable yet really talented
I got a name
rotation.
For you.
A pitching starter.
I got a name for you.
Okay.
That's right. I do my due diligence. I prepare for the show.
I can tell by the smile on your face it's going to annoy
me.
You're
going to be surprised.
You finally let me off the leash here. I'm talking to little Yankees.
You're going
to
be surprised that I came up with a guy you might want.
Okay.
John Harbaugh. Bang.
Let's get back to Harbaugh.
Well, look, you got your Yankees. You got it out? You got it out? You happy now?
No, I'm not. But for the Mets, too, what are they going
to
do?
You can't ask the Yankees to now go back to Cody Bellinger and make a third offer.
Correct.
You're negotiating against yourself.
I'm not mad that
call him up and say, yo, Cody, you got till Friday. We got decisions we got to make.
Tell them to stick it and make the moves you want to make.
If the Yankees aren't in the negotiations with Cody Bellinger, it lowers what he's going to get.
I know.
So you hold the cards, not Cody Bellinger.
Well, do they?
Simple, Cody. You have to Monday. Give me an answer. If the answer is no, good riddance.
I'm saying.
Right.
Bingo. But they're not going to go do that. I would say screw it. You know what? I'm afraid I'm going to lose out on these starting pitchers. I'm going to trade Jason Dominguez. And if you don't want to come back, I'll go sign Kyle Tucker. But they're not going to do that.
But that's what they should do. I would say to Cody Bellinger, I'll give you till Monday, arbitrary day.
Yeah.
If the answer's not yes on Monday, or at least a counteroffer, which we're not aware if they made one or not.
They didn't make a second offer without a counteroffer.
No, I'm saying, I don't know.
Second counteroffer.
Yes, I'm not sure if Cody Bellinger has responded to the second offer yet.
Right.
I assume there's been some conversation.
Yeah.
But
it's a good sign to sign him. It's a good sign they're going to sign him, that they have these back and forths. But
I'll give you till Monday at noon. Because if you're not signed by Monday at noon, I call Kyle Tucker. Done. That's it.
Go call up your buddy Boone.
I would be a great.
Say, hey, Big
he's
Boone.
Not the general manager.
Well, tell him to talk to the
he's
general
listening
manager.
Right now.
Well,
he hears us.
Well, tell him I.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't be shocked if he calls
Cody
in.
Cody Bellinger can't hold up the entire offseason. And the rotation's not. You know, they want to go get a pitcher. Go get a pitcher.
Listen.
And there's still pitchers out there. I'm not saying they haven't.
You have to treat Cody Bellinger that you and your wife treat your two boys when you're out in public.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Do you allow your two boys to be rambunctious and wild animals if you're in public at a restaurant?
We try our best not to.
You try your best not to. So Cody
Bellinger. So we do what every good parent does and put a screen in front of
their face. Exactly right. It's time for an iPad, everybody. Cody Bellinger is your 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let Cody Bellinger dictate what I do this offseason. So that's
just spitting back what I'm saying to me.
You have till Monday to sign Cody Bellinger, or you can go be, I don't know.
Yeah. Go sign with the Mets.
Go sign with someone else.
Make sure you.
Oh, the Mets would love him.
Make sure you.
All they do is sign former Yankees. You know that. The New York Mets are just the Yankees a couple miles away.
Oh, look at you.
Different borough.
Look at you.
That's all the Mets are. I know.
You do pay attention.
The Mets have signed 19 Yankees in the last 5 years.
It's been a lot.
It's a lot.
Two failed closers.
It's a lot. And then, you know what all Mets fans always yell at me online?
Yeah.
You know what me former Mets and Yankees have signed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Darryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden.
Yes.
I get it. I'm well
David
aware.
Cone.
I get it.
A lot of World Series.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
It's time to do something.
I wanted you to have that moment.
And the Mets, same thing. They don't have a rotation.
No.
They need to impact their rotation.
They also don't have any outfielders.
I mean, they don't have any outfielders. So they need an outfielder. They need a rotation. And they're not willing to give out big contracts, although the last couple of days it's been reported that they're expected to be all over either Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez. Is Stearns going to be willing to give that kind of length and money? So far, he has not been.
I think someone has to tell Mr. Stearns, because maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's still living out of a suitcase in a hotel. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That he's no longer in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Someone should probably remind him that he's now spending the wealthiest owner's money.
Yeah.
He should spend it. And I know they said they'll get to 340, 350. I'm sure they will. I don't know with whom.
I know
they said they would, so I imagine they will.
I fully expect that the owner, Cohen, would be willing to go there. But David Stearns, as you said, he's got a little bit of this Milwaukee mentality where he won't go anywhere he's uncomfortable at all. And that works in Milwaukee because you can't afford to be wrong and go be uncomfortable.
Sure, right.
Like here, the whole point of having the rich owner is if you make a mistake chasing uncomfortability,
it's okay.
You can eat it.
That's right.
So like at some point, and I'm not saying that he's passed on anyone who, oh my God, how could you not bring him in here? Or the Okamoto and some other guys. Imai made sense for me, both those two Japanese stars. But like it's not so much that, oh man, everyone's gone. There's nothing else to do. It's if you weren't willing to do some of the things that have already gone by the wayside. Are you telling me you're going to go give 6 years to Framber Valdez? You're going to go give 6 years to Ranger Suarez? You're going to go trade your entire farm system for Peralta? Like, these are things that he has shown no indication of being willing to do. So how do you get to that $340 million if you're not willing to pull the trigger on anything?
Here's Mike in West Palm on the Fan. Mike, what's going on today, Cookie?
Hey, first time, week long time. Craigie, welcome. Sorry I have anxiety, but D-Mac, congrats.
Thank you, Mike.
Craigie, bully you too much.
I'll try not to.
I just wanted to touch up on what you said about Shohei. To say he's the greatest player, there needs to be stipulations. He's the greatest complete player of this generation. Can't compare him to Ruth. That's just, you know, you can't.
It's a silly comparison. I mean, if you're not going to, if you just want to.
Different drug uses.
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to flat out say it's unfair to compare this generation to that generation, I'm not going to argue with
you. Right. Because you can't take away the accomplishments of guys that played in the 20s, because you can make the argument they never played against black ball players, never played against Latin American ball players.
Traveled cross country.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair to compare, because I would tell you that if Babe Ruth and guys in the 20s had access to nutrition and workout regimens and didn't have to work in the offseason, God knows what they would have done.
But they didn't.
Right.
They didn't.
Right.
If you brought Babe Ruth here today, he would hit under 100.
Stop. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. It's blasphemy.
It's truth.
Anyway, I have another point, if you give me a second. The Yankees, if they run it back and kind of, I'm assuming they'll get either Tucker or Belly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's such a bad thing with this impending potential lockout coming next year. I think it would be smart for them to sign people to short-term contracts. And let's see what their youth can do. You know, we have a bunch of these prospects that, you know, they always hype up our prospects, but this would be a great year to see if they, you know.
You have to remember, though, in the case of a work stoppage, whether it's a lockout, a walkout, whatever you want to call it.
Strike or lockout.
They don't pay anybody.
Correct.
No one's getting paid.
Right.
So if you sign someone to a five-year contract and next year they're on the hook for, you know, $50 million for player X and there's a strike or a lockout, player X is not making $50 million.
Right.
He gets nothing while there's a lockout or a strike.
Yeah.
Right.
And to that point, even the money, like the lockout for me should make this offseason more meaningful to the New York Yankees in specific, because if there is missed games next year or there's no baseball next year, there's no World Series next year, you're in the middle of this Cole Judge window, and they're not getting any younger. Like, you do not want to just waste a year of Judge. Like,
right?
It's time to. Who knows how long he's going to be the best hitter in baseball? I don't know how long. I would think another couple of years, but I want to make as much of an impact with him as I can. Now, he's got to live up to the bargain. If he hit in the World Series in 24, maybe the Yankees do have a championship. Maybe they do. So he's got to be better in the big moments as well, although he had a great postseason this year. But. Man, I agree with you. Who cares about what it's going to look like next year? Go out and impact this team, and let's see if they can go win a championship this year, because if there is a strike or a lockout next year, you might be missing out on one of the last 3 years of Jordan's
I think
career.
The bigger fear for baseball fans is the only power that the players have is to walk out before the postseason this year. I think that's on the table, because they're led by a bunch of absolute morons who don't respect the game or love the game and make it very difficult for there to be labor peace. They always have. That's always been their deal. Strongest union in sports.
It is, yeah.
They've also canceled championships, you know, in our lifetime. We've watched that and been a part of that. So if I'm the players and I want to, you know, the only position I have against the owners, where the owners make a boatload of money, is the postseason. That's where they make a good majority of their money, TV deals, all that stuff. If I'm the players, do you have the balls to walk out right before the postseason starts? Look, not for today.
Yeah.
It's a conversation we'll have, I'm sure, all summer long.
Yeah.
But to me, that's my fear as a baseball fan, that they rob us of a World Series this year. I know it's happening next year.
Well, I mean,
we know it's going to be a short work stoppage of some level, based on what all the experts say. But the leverage the players have is walking out October 5th. That's the leverage.
I'm just saying. The CBA is currently running through that, so, I mean, they would be in breach of contract or whatever, but
We assume?
Yeah.
I mean, for damages?
No, I get you.
Yeah, real quick, let me squeeze JoJo in Morristown in. Joey, good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry, how are you?
Hey, Craig. Great to have you back on the radio.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, Craig, there is another redemption story similar to yourself out there, another Super Bowl winning head coach. And I'm not seeing a lot of people talk about a guy who has a connection to Jackson Dart and C-Mac. If the head coach is going to be John Harbaugh, we are still going to need an offensive coordinator. Very, very important. This guy does have a connection to John Harbaugh. I want your opinion, Craig, on John Gruden. I want to know, is his work with Barstool really hurting his case? And has enough time passed from his email incident where he's willing to get another shot out of respect, I will hang up and listen.
Okay, no, I appreciate the call. I don't think his work with Barstool hurts him one bit. Mm. I don't. I know Barstool and the NFL are oil and water, so I totally get that. But I don't think the NFL, even though the NFL can be like a jilted lover and act like it at times, I don't think that they would hold that, or a team in the NFL would hold employment against someone else. Like, John Gruden doesn't need the money from Barstool, but he's very good at what he does for Barstool. And while Dave Portnoy and the NFL don't get along, I don't think they would hold that against him. That being said, I don't think John Gruden ever comes back as anything other than a head coach. 100%. That's number one.
Yeah, he ain't coming back to be a
head number two, and I just don't know if there's a bylaw about this, but let's even pretend there's not. I do not think that there is a single NFL owner that would hire John Gruden as head coach while he's involved in a multi-million-dollar lawsuit that is going to go to court. Now, I don't think it ever gets to a trial, because when you go to a trial, there's something called discovery, and the NFL would have to turn over all the emails that are going to incriminate other people in the league's office and other owners and other franchises. And there's no way on God's green earth the NFL is ever going to allow that.
Right.
So I do think there's going to be a settlement. Until they have that settlement, I do not think there's an owner willing to hire John Gruden. Not that he's not great, not that he doesn't know his stuff and would be really good with a young quarterback. You are not hiring a guy that is taking you to court.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening.
And I totally agree with you. And I'll even push back on the other thing. I'm not saying he's not smart or can't work with a young quarterback, but it's been forever. He's been out of football for forever. He hasn't won a championship since 2002, 2003. It didn't go well for him after that. He came back to the Raiders. It was a disaster. He left in disgrace. Like, what would, other than you really find him entertaining, I don't know why anyone would want to hire John, why anyone would want to hire John Gruden.
And by the way, I don't know that John Gruden would want all those emails coming up publicly either.
No,
which is why I think there's going to be a settlement.
No, I agree with you.
Like, I did a long form sit down with DeMaurice Smith, the former head of the NFLPA. And he walked me through the content of these emails. And I don't know how a black player could play for John Gruden once he's read those emails.
Yeah.
Because they're disgusting. They're, it's racist, disgusting, vile words that he wrote.
Yeah.
And he can't deny writing them. They've seen the emails.
Yeah.
So I don't think you ever see John Gruden on the sideline again.
No. And it's better for him. It's better for the NFL.
I agree.
And it's not going to happen. But even if you thought it could, I don't know why we would be clamoring for it.
Tonight, fans get the first look at who's heading to Fanatics Fest 2026, returning July 16th through the 19th. It's at the Javits Center in New York City again. And tonight is a special treat for you. New York Giants running back Cam Scataboo is set to reveal the first lineup of talent live tonight, 6:30 p.m. on his Twitch stream. The names drop in real time. Fans will want to see it first. Watch live tonight on Twitch and find out who's headed to Fanatics Fest in addition to me and Big Mac.
Yeah.
And that's coming up this July. Stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys, three double board certified pain specialists at Samuel Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and will get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatment. So join me and thousands of five-star reviews who trust Samwell for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments available with offices in Colonia, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samwell Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. SamwellPain.com. You ended on a downer. You had a good day today, and you ended it with this garbage. Anyhow, remake garbage. Anyhow, Carton Show, the Big Mac and Carton. Good to have you here. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey on the fan. Anthony, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi,
what's
Anthony.
What's up, kiddo? Nothing? You lost them?
Good talk.
Great talk. Good job. Perfect timing. Anthony, you still there or no?
No. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Fantastic. What's up? What can we help you with today?
Well, I have three reasons for my call today.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wanted to be the first carton child to call in to the accomplishment.
Oh, okay. This is my son.
Yes.
There you go. Yes, thank you very much. We both appreciate it very much.
You're the first one.
First one. The other ones don't care. Go ahead.
My second reason, I wanted to not hear the name Harbaugh for at least 5 minutes.
Okay, fair
very
enough.
Very aggressive.
Well, you already ruined that.
Yeah, I tried to talk baseball. He wouldn't let me.
Well, that's my third thing, which you kind of ruined last segment. I have a couple questions for Mr. Big Mac.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
first
I know you're
good
big
to talk
Yankee
to you again, Anthony.
Yourself.
Yes.
I'm going to give you one question because a lot of people want to call in right now. And
yeah, I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If we can't get a guy like Cody Bellinger,
he's a Yankee
who do you
fan,
go after that?
Okay, if you can't get Bellinger, who's your number one guy?
Well, I mean, I would try and go get Tucker if the market collapsed enough, but they're not going to. So I would say, realistically, I would look to trade. There's a guy named Brendan Donovan with the Cardinals.
Of course.
You know Brendan Donovan.
St. Louis. That's right.
St. Louis, very good.
That's right.
He's mostly an infielder, but he has played enough left field where I'd be comfortable for a year there, and then you could put him at second base for Jazz next year. Or Stephen Kwan has been rumored to possibly being on the block with the
Cleveland Guardians.
Very good.
That's right.
So I would look to trade for one of those two, or unfortunately what's probably going to happen, Anthony, is it's probably going to be a mixture of Jason Dominguez and
The other. That's a win for me. End it right there. Anthony, I love you. I'll see you in
about an
hour.
It's probably going to be Jason Dominguez.
There you go.
And Spencer Jones.
Thank you, Anthony.
I lost Spencer Jones
for
a second.
He's the only legitimate Yankee fan in the Carton household.
That's it?
Yeah,
all Mets
Sonny's a Met fan. Yeah. Lucky doesn't like baseball.
No.
My daughter's a Phillies fan.
Oh.
My wife doesn't like baseball.
No.
I'm a Fugazi Yankee fan, but I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And there's the real Yankee fan in the household.
Yes.
14-year-old Anthony Carton.
Yep, the great Anthony Carton.
There you go. Here's Eddie Mohegan. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what do you say? You know, I was going to go Giants, but you know what? All this Yankee talk, I'm going to go that way.
Sure.
And you know what? I've spoken to Chris about this before. You know, this is the Dodgers world.
Yes.
And right now, we just live in it. And instead of worrying about hitters, instead of worrying about Bellinger, why aren't we just worrying about getting Steens in here any way we can? And if it means... We can. And if it means giving up Schiller, then we give him up. I don't understand. Because the pitching is what let us down in the playoffs.
This postseason, you could argue, they still didn't hit enough.
So let me get this right, just so I want to make sure I have this right, because you guys are more in the weeds on it than I am right now.
Yeah.
So what you said the Yankees should do?
Yes.
What the Yankees should do, your words, not mine, is just simply go get the best pitcher in baseball, under 25 years old, Paul Skeens, and put him at the front of our rotation.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Great idea.
While they're at it.
Yes.
While they're at it, perhaps the Dodgers are tired of having Ohtani.
Maybe.
Maybe they don't want him anymore.
I agree.
Maybe bring him here as
you
well.
You should make the call. Can't
Although,
hurt.
When Ohtani was available, there were two guys on MLB Network saying the Yankees dodged a bullet by not getting Shohei Ohtani. And they're regarded as baseball guys.
That is true.
So perhaps...
they were on MLB Network.
Perhaps not everybody on the network is a baseball guy.
That's true.
Or should be regarded as being a baseball guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens sounds wonderful.
Does he?
He does. He
Would you like
great.
Paul Skeens?
Go see if you can go trade your entire organization. If you have to give up Cam Schlittler,
I think I would.
I would be open to
it. And not
I like Cam. I like Cam, but
I think we'd all make that trade.
He's not going anywhere. Eventually, there may come a day where the Pirates are looking to move him. It's not now.
Well, that day is going to come.
Eventually,
that's what the Pirates do. I'd make the argument that the Pirates and the Rays are the two best teams at developing talent and just not keeping talent. Because they've developed a lot of good baseball players.
The Rays, for
sure. Or drafted a lot of good baseball
players. Yeah, the Rays, for sure, which I think they're the problem with baseball. You want to know the problem with baseball? The Tampa Bay Rays. You know why? Because they are good at developing players.
Very
good. They have done more with less than almost any other organization.
Absolutely right.
But when they're on the precipice, do they make trades? Do they try to improve
themselves?
Yeah,
they trade away.
Ever? They trade away.
That's right.
So screw them.
Here's Maury in Belmore on the Fan. Maury, what's good?
Maury.
All right, mate. My two favorite guys connected. I'm so happy. Carton, we go back to Connolly St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know, maybe first few years you and B and C, you guys were together, right?
I think that was 2009, maybe. Yeah, right around there, though.
I think it was a bunch of St. Patty's Day. I think I tried to make out with Tracy Burgess one day. I was drinking all day. But those were good
I tell you, the best Tracy Burgess story that I can tell on the radio, when the Yankees won, we were going to do a show. We had just moved into this building, right? 2009, obviously.
Yes.
So the Yankees win. We're getting ready for the parade. Mm-hmm. And Boomer and I were broadcasting from a sports bar down in Tribeca, a couple blocks away. For some reason, the name's escaping me. But real quick. So it's me. It's Tracy Burgess, who did news for us.
Yes.
And Boomer, okay? And there wasn't a barrier between us and the fans that came to watch us do the show. So everybody that came to watch us do the show is literally standing up against the table a foot or two away from us.
Mm-hmm.
The bar at the time only had dial-up service for the internet.
Yep.
So every time we said the name of the place we were at, people would call the place to find out how to get there. Every time somebody called, got knocked off the air. But then we get back on the air, and Trace, who's a lovely woman, a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of drunk New Yorkers literally 3 feet away from her.
Yeah.
So all you start hearing is, show us your boobs.
Yes.
So no joke. So at about 6:40 in the morning, we're there. It's a cluster F. You know what, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They get the station van. They drive there. They pick us up. They drive us back here. So we did the rest of the show from the studio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Good times, Maury. Thanks for bringing that up.
It was just good times. Breakfast, and it was, we were doing college games. It was just a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. So, Chris, just get ready for a ride. Like I said to you, let the good times roll, I would say. And I'll be listening every day.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Maury. Tonight is your night, bro.
It's going to be fun. Like, I don't know how else to do this.
Yeah.
I only do it one way.
Fun. That's it.
And when the train leaves the station, get on board.
Let's go.
Because it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Our only promise to you is we got New York sports on lockdown, and we'll present it in a manner that you have fun listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only promise I can make you. Okay?
And I've had fun doing it these 2 days.
And you will not hear a lot of me between 6 and 7.
That's fair.
A promise. And I'm not going to lie about it or hide it.
Yeah.
Day ends at 6.
Well, I was telling them I had you tied up in the corner. I thought I was going to keep that bit going.
Whatever you want to come up with. Dr. Dre's dead. whatever you got to come up with.
Tied in my basement.
Hey, one more reminder, and thank you so much for joining us today and listening. Chris is staying, obviously, 7, so more content coming up.
7:20 today in Nets basketball.
Sorry.
It's okay.
7:20.
Okay.
There you go.
888-808-1019.
Exactly right. That 757 train will be waiting for you. Tonight, fans get the first look at who's heading to Fanatics Fest 2026, returning July 16th through the 19th at the Javits Center in New York City. New York Giants running back Cam Scadaboo is set to reveal the first lineup of talent live tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, live on his Twitch stream. The names drop in real time. Fans will see it happen first. So watch it live tonight on Twitch and find out who's headed to Fanatics Fest this July.